This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Love it or hate it, it's pumpkin spice everything season. I have a friend who grinds her teeth every time the pumpkin spice comes out at her favorite coffee shop. Another who can't wait for the pumpkin spice creamer and sends her husband to buy as many as a husband is willing to do. About 3 bottles worth. I happen to love pumpkin spice for the season. I make pumpkin dessert, pumpkin pie, roast pumpkin seeds, and while I don't really put the same effort into it that I used to, carving those pumpkins is fun too. For that, you need the smooth kind, or it can get pretty gnarly with a knife. Speaking of gnarly, the lumpy bumpy pumpkins have really made their place in fall displays. There are a bazillion of them. I don't have all of those on my website, gardenbite.com, but I do have some really cool freaky fruit to look at. There's an heirloom pumpkin that's either ugly or elegant. Your call. Galut de Zaitz. The pumpkin's pink and shaped like a wheel of cheese covered with beige scars or bumps that resemble peanuts, but are actually caused by sugar in the skin. When cooked, the flesh is sweet and very smooth. In France, it's traditionally used for soups and sauces, but it's also delicious fried in butter. The pumpkins weigh 15 to 25 pounds and keep for months, both form and function. Then there are the blues, Blue Lakota, Blue Max, and of course, some other really cool ones that I have at home and on my website, gardenbite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. I'd love to see the pictures of your pumpkins. Share them on Garden Bite's Facebook page. You can always email me at tkgardenbite@gmail.com with comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.